Good morning, David. How are you? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just going to not go through the whole sugya again, but just go through the Mishnayos, so we can be mevar lemaisa what is going on. We had the Mishnah on Choftes that seemed to limit the knas, right? The first Mishnah on Choftes on the Beis, Choshed al Abchoris, we went through this Mishnah. You're only not allowed to buy things from somebody who's choshed on b'chiris, things that is a chash, that it's a b'chor, comes from a b'chor. Ein loikcha mimenu basu tzivoyim, v'lo yoyorish einam avudim. Rabbi Leza says you could buy oyorish on the keva, because it's clear. That's Mishnah Aleph on this topic. Mishnah Beis on the topic we had a choshed al shvius. Over there, it sort of mimics the same thing as the last Mishnah. Ein loikcha mimenu pishton v'afilu srak, av loikcha mim tovi v'orik. Okay, that's the next Mishnah. So far, from these Mishnayos, we didn't have any mention about any kind of knas of not buying other things. The only thing you're not allowed to buy are things that relate to those things that he's choshed for. It's choshed for Bechor, you're not allowed to buy something that has to do with Bechor. It's choshed on Shviz, you're not buying something that's choshed on Shviz. Then all of a sudden, we get to the next Mishnah, it starts expanding. HaChoshed li es moichu tshuma l'shem chulin, the Mishnah paskins, ein lo chem imenu afilu mayim u'melch. Can't even get water and salt from him. Div Rabbi Yehuda. So here already Rabbi Yehuda broadens the chshad, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't buy anything from him. Some reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't pop up before. Rabbi Yehuda didn't pop up before and say that somebody's choshed on b'chor, ain't loikchem imenu afiyu mayim u'melach, only what was b'chor. By shvius, the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say a word. So unless you learn, like some learn, that it's lav dafka, that this machlokes is really going back on all the mishnayos, it's poshut, it's a stira. Then you go to the next mishnah, and it follows with a new halacha: hachoshet al hashvius, eni choshet al hamaisis. This mishnah seems to be again reverting back to what we had till now. In other words, we started out by saying that somebody is choshed on b'chayres or shvius. It's only limited chshad, only on those things, and everything else you're allowed to buy from him. Then we had all of a sudden the Mishnah by Truma opened up the door that if you sell Truma, l'shem chulin, we're choshed you on other things. Well, we won't buy other things from you. Or it's a knas. David would like that should be a knas. Because of the knas, we're choshed. Right? This would be a mocker for that child. We're choshed you on other things as well. Or it's a knas that we don't buy anything from you. Yeah. Then we go to the next Mishnah. And we go back to the same halach. HaChoshed al shvius, eini choshed al hamaisus. HaChoshed al hamaisus, eini choshed al shvius. Choshed al zeh al zeh, choshed al ta'az. Here it's all svara, right? In other words, we use our svara whether we want to apply. If you choshed for one thing, we're going to be choshed you for another thing. Even if you look at the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? My timer. If you look at the Gemara in Lamed, what's the reason why if somebody's choshed on shvius, he's not choshed on ma'aser? The Gemara gives svaras because shvius loy b'yichayma. Shvius doesn't have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, so people are more makel with Shvius. So it's very possible that somebody who's not makpid on shviyas will be makpid on ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni, keeping the boy choymo, chomer way. Okay. The Mishnah said choshal ha-ma'aser and choshal ha-shviyas. So the Gemara again uses logic. My time and ma'aser is le'pigin, shviyas keeping the mitzvah. For less le'pigin, chamir lay. Shviyas has a chumer that ma'aser doesn't have. Shviyas doesn't have a pigin. Right? Shviyas stays awesome. And then it keeps on going. Choshal al-zal, the Mishnah says, ain't it choshal al-taharas? It's choshal al-taharas, might say, keep in the choshal al-daraisa, choshal can't have a rabbonon. So, and then the Gemara goes through all the halachas of Amoretz and Ahim, Ukadim, Ukadim. So, this whole end of the parak puts us through a spin. Starts off, seems to be saying, limited chash. Then it throws the book at you. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu Mayim Umelach. And by the way, even Rav Shimon, who says, Kol Sheyesh Bo Yizikas Maaser, even Rav Shimon, right, the Rambam says it's a knas. You have to know why, but the Rambam says that even Rav Shimon is only a knas. It's a knas. It's not because you choshet. It's a knas. And then, you come back to Shviyas, the next Mishnah seems to say, everything is fine. Everybody has a cheskes kashrus. We treat them with the cheskes kashrus. Unless we have a svara, you choshen adaraisa, so we choshen you on a drabonon. Unless we have reasons. Otherwise, we're going to keep you a cheskes kashrus, and we're going to use every svara to maintain your cheskes kashrus. Every svara in the world, we're going to say, if you make it on shviyas, well, maybe that's because shviyas doesn't need a choymah. Ma'aser sheni, you would be makpid on. If you makpid, if you mazalzel ma'aser sheni, we saw ma'aser sheni has a pidyon. That's why you're being mazalzel ma'aser sheni. By shviyas, you wouldn't be mazalzel. So the end of the parak, the last mishnah seems to say, we always give you a cheskes kashrus. Unless we're stuck, we give you a cheskes kashrus, and we buy everything else from you. That's the mashma. So you have to know what is going on. What's more difficult is the nemanus of the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off by saying, Zeh haklal, hachoshet al adovo lo idonoi v'lo imido. The Mishnah ends off with an edus dikaloch. Anybody who's choshet on something, he doesn't have any belief to say edus on that thing. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. So that's where we left off in the last shiur. We were trying to understand, what is this choshet al adov leidonoi v'lo imido? Manavshach. If it's been halachically established that you're apostle, you're rosha, so you're apostle edus. So finished. Apostle edus doesn't make you apostle for one thing, you're apostle for everything. If that's what's happening. And if we're going to say that you're not apostle, so you shouldn't be apostle for anything. Doesn't make sense to say you're apostle for one thing. So we ended off with a machlekes rishonim, what this choshet is talking about. But I tried to narrow, if you remember, narrow the gap between the rishonim, the marik, and toisvis. Toisvis seemed to say it's a chshad ba'alma, because toisvis says akash. Toisvis and Sanhedrin asked, what do you mean? He's a choshet. It's apostle yedis. Either he's a rosh or he's not a rosh. He's a rosh, he's a rosh. Toys as well, it's a chshad ba'alma. Toys is mashma, we don't know at all. It's a rumor. There's a rumor about him. The Marik says he did it three times. But the way we wanted to learn the Marik is the same really like Toys. It's just that it's been established through however it's been established that he's done it three times. But it's also only a non-halachic verification. If two Edom came to Besdin and told us this guy is a Rosha, he'd be Pasul Edus. Even the Marik is mask. Right? So, the way we learned Machloikis, Toisus, and the Marik, could be not even such a big Machloikis. Machloikis is, what type of rumor are we talking about? Is it a consistent rumor, or is it a... not a consistent rumor. How much does the rumor say he did it multiple times? Is it an ongoing rumor that he did it once, or is it an ongoing rumor that he did it three times? That's the whole Nidin. So this problem, we're back to the same problem, which is Mamanav Shuch, what's going on? Okay, so the end of this Mishnah itself is L'chara not as theory with the previous Mishnah is. Because the end of this Mishnah, as some of the Rishonim say, the Tais V'Shans, it's talking about Eidus. Meaning, the end of this Mishnah is telling you, the end of the Perek, HaChoshet Al HaShvias, is talking about a different thing. It's not talking about what, meaning, these Mishnayos of Truma, it's talking about a guy has a store. He has a store. He's in business. Chazal put a penalty on his store. Since you sell Macholos Asuras, so even though you only sold one department of Macholos Asuras, we asur everything that you sell. Right? That's a penalty. You have an illegal business, so we shut the business down. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says we don't shut the whole business down. We only shut down the Meiser department of your business. Okay, fine, whatever it is. This Mishnah is talking about something else. What about your belief? Nothing to do with business. You go to the guy's house. He tells you, listen, this is not Meiser Shani. Could you believe him? It's Eidus. This mission is talking about Eidus, not a business. Here we're talking about running a business. Guy's running a business. So here there's a shiloh of penalties, what penalties we impose, we don't impose. Here we're talking about Nemonos. Although Rashi himself sticks in, so Rashi seems to not like the Shans. Okay. But the Shans has an Eitzah for that also. Shans has an Eitzah for that too. He learns, HaChoshet Al HaShvias, even like Rashi. HaChoshet Al HaShvias means, he's choshed on Shvias, but that's not part of his business. In other words, he's choshed on Shvias. Now he has a business, he sells tefuah, b'shar shnei shavua. B'shar shnei shavua, you're allowed to buy grain from him and trust him, because he's only a balavera l'gabi Shvias, he's not a balavera for everything else. So that would be a simplistic way to be miyashiv, the last Mishnah, from the previous Mishnayos. One is a business takone, for guys running a business, and one is stam and nemonos. But then it's still a plea. What's with the nemonos? What's going on with the nemonos? Monov shech. So this is what I wanted to be mavayer according to Tosfos, and granted this will be miyash of many other theories in the sugya. We find a very fascinating halacha. L'gabi Eidus Miyuchedus. There's two kinds of Eidus Miyuchedus. There's one kind of Eidus Miyuchedus which two Eidim are testifying about the same event. So in other words, you have two Eidim, they both saw the same event. Happens to be the two Eidim weren't together. That's the Gemara in Makkos. Shnayim ro'yin ha'isim mechaloin zeh, v'shnayim ro'yin ha'isim mechaloin zeh, v'echad mechaloin zeh, v'echad mechaloin zeh. But the problem is that these Eidim didn't see each other. So they're both Eidim are testifying about the same thing, the same event. That's one type of Eidus Miyuchedus. That type of Eidus Miyuchedus is possible, but it's very, very limited where it's possible. The Gemara there says it's only possible by Dinei Nefashos. It's not possible by Dinei Mominus. Marzutra says. Eidus Miyuchedus is only possible by Dinei Nefashos, not by Dinei Mominus. And even by Dinei Nefashos, it's not so pasuk why it's possible. Right? I mean, the Gemara seems to bring a pasuk. Right? The Gemara seems to bring a pasuk. Seems to be Exeris HaKosov. But, the Or Sameach, Al Rambam over there in that sugya, the Or Sameach says that by Dinei Nefashos, the only reason why when two Eidim are looking out of two windows, it's a psul, is because each one is not machaven to say Eidus. By Dinei Mominus, when you look out of a window and you see an event, so if I see something, even if I don't know if David saw the same thing, I'm still machaven to be an Eid. Because I could be machayev shvuah. I have value. I have testimony value. So that's how the Or Sameach teaches it very practical. He says, Eidus Miyuchedus is good by Dinei Mominus, because each Eid, when they see the event, they have in mind to be Eidim. They have in mind to be Eidim because they have value to be an Eid. By Dinei Nefashos, if you see something on your own, you know you have no value as an Eid. So you don't have in mind to be an Eid. So since you don't have in mind to be an Eid, you're a weaker Eid. Somebody sees something with the Das to testify. They have different kavanah. Kashur. So in other words, I look at myself as a valid witness, then I look at something differently. Now, Grada, you were by a Shia I gave many, many years ago, because you were by Marcus. You probably even have it somewhere. Because you learned the first parak by me, Marcus. You learned more than the first parak. But in that Mishnah in Marcus, when we learned that Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Marcus, it'll probably come back to you as we say it. The Gemara then says, if you're going to tell me by Dine Momentus, one and one is good, so by Dine Nefashos, we should also put them together. Lahatzel. Because one of the examples in the Mishnah is two Eidim looking out of one window, two Eidim looking out of another window. So we don't connect the two, and therefore you could be mazim them separately. In other words, normally you can only disqualify Eidim if you disqualify all of them. Right? We don't penalize Eidim Zoymimim unless they've been, the whole unit was disproven. Okay? So if two Eidim come and Amazim one Eid, he doesn't get any penalty. He's possible, obviously, he can't listen to his Eidus, but he doesn't get any penalty of Azama. If two Eidim, in order for Azama to happen, you need the whole pair should be knocked off. So the Gemara there in Marcus asks that since Eidus Miuchedus is good by Momenus, so by Dine Nefoshes we should take the two and the two, we should put them together to be matzel them. So that if you mazim two of them, the other two should save the first two, that you shouldn't punish the first two. That's the Gemara then. So everybody asks, what's the Gemara talking about? We just finished saying, Eidus Miuchedus works by Momenus, it doesn't work by Nefashos. So how are you going to be matzel them? So Or Samech says, Gevaldik. According to his way of thinking, it's Gevaldik. Because the whole reason why it's good by Momenus is because each one has in mind to be an eight. So whenever you have two and two, they also have in mind to be an eight. So they should be connected. That's his idea. Rosh Hashanah's idea. But I'll call upon him that that's one type of Eidus Miuchedus. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down a whole different type of Eidus Miuchedus. Whole different type of Eidus Miuchedus. Over there, the Gemara talks about one eight saw one loan, and one eight saw another loan. So there are no two Eidim on one event. So not only weren't the Eidim together when they saw it, they're not even testifying about one event. So one eight says, I owe David $100. Another eight saw another loan, why owe David $100? Now, obviously, David can't collect $200 from me because there's no two Eidim on $200. But there are two Eidim on $100. Right? There are two Eidim on $100. There's no two Eidim on $200. Yeah. So Lamaisa, the Gemara comes in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara paskins that by Dine Momenus, that works. It's Machlekes. But the Gemara here in Sanhedrin comes out Lamaisa that it works. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Svara, the Gemara says, Svara, you shouldn't accept it. Amona de kamasid hai, loy kamasid hai. This is daf lamed amud aleph, Sanhedrin. On the $100 that this aid is testifying, this aid is not testifying. So, l'chari, you should be kosher. You should owe the money. The Gemara says, Amona ba'alma kamasadi. We don't look at it, this hundred, that hundred. L'mai said, there's two aidim, I'd say, I owe David $100. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Bedine Momenus, Kabulinon. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus paskins this way. If you look in Rambam in Hilchos Eidus on this halacha, in Perek Daled Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam paskins, by Dine Nefashos, we don't accept it. So, in other words, if one Eid saw a murder took place, 12 o'clock in the morning, 12 a.m., and another aide saw a murder take place 6 a.m., we don't put the two together, even though they both were scrutinized, and we got the aides from both of them. And the kosher aidim, we don't accept it. And by dini mominus, we do. And that's how the Rambam paskens on this halacha. Same thing, but it happened at a different time.
Let's say it happened as two separate witnesses, but not together. One saw from one place, one saw from the other, at the exact same time. Then you would accept it.
It depends. There, you still need that they should see the Musra, the guy who's giving Hasra, they have to see. The Gemara Makis makes a gedder when we accept Eidus Miuchedus. But here we're talking about a different kind of Eidus Miuchedus. One eight saw an event take place. One event, one time, another eight, so another time. By momentous, we paskin that we accept it, and by nefoshes, we paskin we don't accept
why
it.
Accept now,
that's the problem. Monavshuch. If you're going to tell me that we accept it because who cares? There's two Adam that say that you chayev $100. We say the same thing by DNA nefoshes. There's two Adam that say you murdered somebody. Who cares what it is? And if you're going to tell me no, it's only called Eidus if it's on one event. So in both cases, we don't have Eidus. One of Shuch. So the Rif, there's a Rif here, the Rif in the Sugya. The Rif says like this. Ra'u shnayim shenisyachta echad b'shachris v'echad b'in arbay. Ein mitstarf. Okay, this is l'gabi yichud. The halach is that if you give a get, if you write a get, and after you wrote a get, you miyach, there's edim that you miyachet with your wife, the get becomes possible to give to her. That's the halach. What happens if there's no edus? There's one ed. There's one ed about one, but they're not contradicting each other. Different events. One ed says this happened in the afternoon, another ed says, oh, what's the halach? So the Rif says, ein mitzarf. Comes the Ran. And the Ran says, why is this different than Mormon? By Mormon, if one aide says you owe $100, the other aide says you owe $100. Even though it was two events, we accept it. So the Ran says, Afal gav de lagabi Mormon kaimelon beperek zeboira. Da alvoach alvoach voidoach ardor mitstarfen. They are mitstarf. He says, lagabi ishus, da havi dine nefoshes. The Negeel of Dine Nefoshes. It is a get, it's not a get, this is all Dine Nefoshes. Bevasachas boilu. It has to be Bevasachas. Pella. Mamisha Pella. So there's a Tumim, Rabbi Yonos and Eibishitz. He tries to shed light on this halacha. And Agav Urcha will see, get a lot of clarity now in the Inyan of Choshet. What's going on with Choshet? The Tumim says as follows. Let me just get it for you. It's later on. It's in Kuf Mem Hei, the Tumim. Tumim says, Nesiva says the same halacha, by the way. V'nira tam l'zeh, d'shnei eidim be'edus miyuchedes, why are they nemonim? Why do we believe them? So he says, Biglal, two Adam don't lie. The reason why two Adam are believed is because two Adam don't lie. Okay? So he says, if one aid says that a loan took place in Nissan, and another aid says that a $100 loan took place in Tishrei, the only way to say I don't owe the money is to say two liars. Two Adam lied. Right? One aide says, I owe the money, I borrowed money in Nissan. The other aide says, he saw I borrowed money in Tishrei. It's true, they're both testifying about different choivas. Neither of them can basically join the other. They don't know about the other case. But in order for us to reject that you owe this person $100, we have to say both of them are lying. We don't say two of them lie.
So you should say
that's what I'm getting to. So he says, "Bal kochoch tzrichim loymash sheshnei edim mishakrim." Kigoyin echad oimer lova mona benissen, ve'echad oimer mona beir. Right? Vutei ve'ashneim. Of course, you can't accept both. Avul ef shloim asheshneim mishakrim. Sharei shnei edim yesh lam cheskes kashrus. V'loy amrin and trei mishakri. We don't say that two edim are lying. That's why two edim are so strong. We don't say two edim are lying. That's it. It's mamish a pella. This whole thing is a pella. So how does he get? So now Dinei Nefoshes is back on the radar screen now. What's wrong with Dinei Nefoshes? 1-8 says a murder took place in the morning. Reuven killed Shimon in the morning. Another 8 comes and says that Reuven killed Levi in the afternoon. The only way for us to say you're not a murderer is for us to say both Edom are lying. So it's done. It should be done. What's going on? No, because we
don't.
Oh, we. Why don't we accept 1-8? He might be lying, but we don't assume two liars. It's like there's a stronger chazaka that tells us that two are not liars. That's his whole point. His whole point is that if the only way for us to potter you is to say that there are two kosher edim that lied, we're not going there. That's his whole pshat. He's trying to understand, how do we unite the edus of Nisan and Tishrei for Momen, and by the Foshas we don't? So he says, well, it's simple. By Momen, the reason why we unite it is because the only way for us to say that you don't owe the money is for us to say that two valid edim lied. We can't accept that two valid edim lied. Exactly.
Could be one of them is lying.
Could be. David, you have to get something straight. We never say could be really, because we accept the edus from Eidechot also for Shvuah. He has a cheskes kashrus. But not enough. Let's say the chazak is 80%. That chazak is not enough for Dinei Nefashos. Well, even for Dinei Mamas, to be Maitzi. It's enough for a Shvuah. It's not enough to be Maitzi Mamas. What the Nesivos and the Tumim are trying to say is when you throw two in there, you have a chazak of two people now. Now, in order to say that it didn't happen, you have to go and say that two people lied. That you don't say. So I don't understand. So what's the difference between the Mamas and the Nefoshes? So what do you see? You see like this. And Lamaisa, the Nesivos goes on. This is the part that I want to drill home here as well. The Nesivos goes on to say that in order to passel somebody, you also need two kosher edim. So if one person came and told us the guy's a Russia, we won't accept it. If let's say 1-8 comes and says he's a Russia because of something he did on Sunday, and another 8 comes and says he's a Russia because something he did on Tuesday, we're not going to accept it. Even though the Chayra, he has to be a Russia. Because in order for him not to be a Russia, we have to say two edim lied, which we don't do. So it's one big pella. It's one big pella. The Sfar, by the way, is very geschmack. I hear this. I don't know if the Olam has the Nesivos. I hear the Nesivos this far. Why are two better than one? Because it's less likely that two people are lying. I would have said that on my own without the guidance of the Nesivos. If somebody would ask me, why are two edim better than one? 1-8 also has a cheskes kashrus. Why are two better? Because it's less likely that two people are lying. I hear that. I mean, the only chiddush in this Nesivos, the only chiddush, is that the only other way, put it this way, I think what the Nesivos is for is eisen. I don't think anybody can argue that it's harder to say two people lying than one person is lying, because you're breaking cheskes kashrus of two people. The only way not to learn like the Nesivos is to say that it's not enough to say that two people wouldn't lie. It has to be also, it's even more unlikely that two people are lying about the same thing. You know what I'm saying? The Nesivos' line of thinking has to be the way it works. That two Edom are better than one, because two Edom is less likely that they would be lying than one Edom. That, I think, is... Nobody could argue with the Nesivos in that. And you can't argue with his way of thinking. The only thing you could take issue with the Nesivos is you could say that it's true. The reason why two Edom are better than one is because it's less likely that two are lying. But it has to be also that it's about one event, because that's even more unlikely. In other words, to say one aid is lying, we'll put percentages on it. There's an 80% chance that one aid, I'm just saying numbers, 80% chance that one aid wouldn't lie. Okay? There's a 90% chance that two people wouldn't lie. There's a 95% chance that two people wouldn't be lying about the same thing. So the only argument you can make with the Nesivos is not with his way of thinking. You could just say, you know what? It's not enough. You need that extra piece. You need the two people wouldn't lie about the same thing in order to accept it. That's the only area to dingzach with the Nesivos. But the Nesivos has a gevaldige raya. The fact that we paskin that you can't be moitzi mamon with one aid, and we paskin that you could be moitzi mamon with two aidim about two events, it must be that that's enough to say that two aidim won't lie. Otherwise, how do we accept aids? That's the Nesivos. And that's how he comes out Lamaisa over here in Simen Kuf Mem Vov. Yeah. The Tumim, so the Nesivos and the Tumim say the same thing. But the Tumim has this one point. V'chein, ein odom nase rosha, kiem kishayesh beiz edim ami'idim bevas achai shemutzim oisei mechaz kosa. V'chol kamo deleko edim, ein ayotzei mechaz kiskasha. So I want to explain to you what's the difference between Mamonis and Nefashis, and now we'll get to our sugya of Chashud. And I think it'll be very clear. So here's a pshat is like this. There are two types of Edus. There's Edus, as we learned, Levruge. There's Edim that are coming to do nothing more than to give us a raya. So it's like Chazaka. Chazaka, Roiv, Edim. Just another form of clarification. Sometimes Edom are coming just on that, in that realm. In that realm, the Edom are nothing more than a chazaka. That's why in Shas, there's something called Hanan Sahadeh. Sometimes there's Hanan Sahadeh that's as strong as Edom. It could be Moitzi Mamon with Hanan Sahadeh. Right? It could be Moitzi Mamon with Hanan Sahadeh. Now, could you kill somebody with Hanan Sahadeh? No. Why not? What's the difference? The difference is simple. To kill somebody, you need Edim L'Kiyume. In order for somebody to become Chayiv Misa, it's not just enough to have Levruge. You need L'Kiyume. The guy's not Chayiv Misa's Bezdin from when he did the Misa. He's Chayiv Misa's Bezdin from when the Edim testified. And this is what I'm telling you is a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that if two Edom come to Bezdin and say Reuven was Mechalel Shabbos, okay? Reuven was Mechalel Shabbos in Kislev, okay? They come in Tevis and say that Reuven was Mechalel Shabbos in Kislev. Now, another two Edom come and amazim them. Say, it's not true. You weren't there. Was never Mechal Shabbos in Kislev. Actually, we're Edim, we saw him be Mechal Shabbos in Cheshvan. Yeah? The halach is we kill the first Adam. Why? The Gemara says, why? Because those Adam were testifying about a person who wasn't Chayiv Misa, that he's Chayiv Misa. What do you mean? He was Mechal Shabbos. In Cheshvan. The Teretz is. Because you're not Chayiv Misa till Adam are made in Besdin that you're Chayiv Misa. So the Adam are not there just for clarification. The Adam are there to activate that you're Chayiv Misa. And Memela, until the Adam testify that you're Chayiv Misa, you're not Chayiv Misa. If somebody went now and shot the person dead, the Chayiv Misa is Bezdin. Right? If I would shoot somebody dead after Bezdin Paskin the Chayiv Misa, I'm Potter. Kavra Katela Kot. But if I shoot somebody after they were Mechal Shabbos, but before the Adam testified, the halach is I'm chayiv. Why? Because the testimony activates. Now this explains another. So well, I want to tell you very simple. The Nesivus is saying a gevalta gevot. He's saying in order for us to say that two Adam came and said this happened in Tishrei, another two Adam came and said it happened in Cheshv, another thing happened in Cheshv. In order for us to say it didn't happen, we have to make them both possible. That can't be. That's not a reason to connect the two of them. That's just a reason to say it has to be. You still don't have Eidus. You have the Birur. You have an Ansahada. You have a Raya. But you don't have Eidus. That's why it's Eidus Miyuchet. We can't make a Chiv Mrs. Best based on those kind of Eidus. Because we don't have Eidus. We have an Ansahada. But Dine Nefoshes is not an Ansahada. And that's why Eidus Miyuchedus doesn't work by Dine Nefashas. By Dine Mamonus, at the end of the day, if somebody asked the Bezdin, do you have two Eidim that this guy owes $100? Bezdin will say, no. But we have an Anan Sahada that he owes $100. And the reason why we have an Anan Sahada is because the only way for us to say he doesn't owe $100, say two people lied, that is like Anan Sahada without Eidus. That's what we have. That's why it works for Momenus. Now another thing becomes clear. That's why, by Dinei Nefoshes, the halach is if you have Eidus Miyuchedus, right? The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, we still kill the guy. Let's say you have Eidus Miyuchedus and say this guy's a Ratzeich. We still kill him. Be'atar Omi Kebecha. But we don't kill him through Bezin. We put him into a room. We let him die. So a lot of the Achroinim ask, Monashuch. If we believe the two Edim, we should kill him. And if we don't believe the two Edim, let him live. The Teretz is, we have an Ansahada that he killed. But we can't give a formal Mrs. Bezdin. Because we don't have Eidus. We have an Ansahada. We don't have Eidus. It's Pasha Pshat. Now, when you come to our sugya, so what happens to God? So the Tumim says that you need to aid him in order to make a guy possible. Not only that, the Tumim adds, he says, "Ein adam nasa rasha ki im bebeiz aidim shemiidim bevasa achasha yitziwa yisimichas kasein." Listen to this. And this happens all the time, by the way. A lot of times in Masada Kiddushin, you call up the Eidei Kiddushin, and they tell me, I'm scared. You know, maybe I'm possibly aidus. It's a scary thought. Maybe I'm posulatus. So sometimes I get them more scared. I say, do tshuva. Then they get very scared. It's okay, you have to do tshuva. They get very scared. But listen to what the Tumim says. The Tumim will say, have no fear. Have no fear, Aiden. Listen to what he says. He says, Va'afilu im emesh sha'ovar aveiro v'yodeya ba'atzmoy. Help him, I said. I know I did an aveira. I know. And I know I didn't do tshuva. I'm still kosher Eidus. Kol shelo yinoida psuloi bebezdin al yidei Eidus loy nifsal. Comes the Nesivus in Simen Chof Ches, and the Nesivus says, you know, there's a law, if you know testimony, there's a law not to give testimony. You have a chiv to give it. Says the Nesivus in Simen Chof Ches. What happens if I know I'm a Russian? But I happen to know Eidus. Right? I'd rather know that I did enough things on possibly Eidus. But I know Eidus. I'm over the love for not coming to say Eidus. Yeah? I'm over the love. Not only I'm kosher. I'm over the love. I'm a regular 100% kosher aid. That's chayiv to give Eidus. Because in order, lo yokum eidechot b'ish, in order to become a Russia, the Torah says it's like chiv misa. You need two Eidim to testify as such. So now it's very gishmak. Flip it. Really in Svara, if a guy is a Russia, for one thing, logically we should say he's believed for other things. Why not? The teretz is, it's Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov that once you posseliatus, you posseliatus. We don't say, well, he's possible for this, for Hamas, but he's not possible for Kiddush HaKosov. We don't say that. We say, you posseliatus, posseliatus. But is that a Svar or Xeris HaKosov? It's Xeris HaKosov. Right? Our sugi is saying HaKoshud means there's Anan Sahade, there's rumors, there's whatever you want. But now we're only not accepting your testimony, not because of the Din Rosha, because of Anan Sahada. Memele goes back to the Svara. Be'etzim, you're not possible because we don't have to wait in puzzling you. So why are you puzzle? There's a rumor we have Anan Sahada, called Loy Posik. We have enough of valid halachic reasoning to make an assumption that you're not saying the truth. Okay? So then we go back to Svara. The Svara is not that if you puzzle for one thing, you puzzle for everything. The Svara is, it should always be that area that you're choshed on, you're not believed in. And the area you're not choshed in, you are believed in. The only reason why that's not the halacha is because you turn into a Rasha. Then you become a Heftzah of a Rasha. The Torah said a Rasha is posseliatus on anything. But in order to create the Din Rasha, Anan Sahad is not enough. You need Eidus. For Raya, even if you yourself know you're a Rasha, you're Koshuli Eidus. So now our Mishnah is Givaldik. Hechoshud, we established to Anan Sahad that you're possible. So now we don't have a lumdus of Eidus passing you. So you don't have a Din Rasha. So now you're nothing more than a Choshud. When it's a choshud, your whole psul is mikoyach a svara. The svara is only the area that you're choshud, you're posel in. The area that you're not choshud, you're not posel. It's simple. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Gotta wait, make sure it's the 17th. I know they were handling the 17th.
We're hopeful. What's your date?
18.
We're ready to have a complicated couple of days, but if it's
mamish pavasachas, miuchedes you're asking to.
So according to the series, if you had three or four 80 miuchedes, it would be strong.